This video, I want to take a look at the withdrawal of a job offer. Obviously, I'm making this video during the COVID-19 situation, and a lot of job offers and a lot of job situations and circumstances, employment situations and circumstances, has changed significantly. And I have come across a few cases where a job offer has been withdrawn. This obviously is something that I come across regularly enough. In any event, never mind about the COVID-19 situation. There's two situations that exist normally. One is where a job offer is made by an employer to an employee, and the employee has at that point perhaps left another job with a view to taking up this job, but hasn't signed the contract. The principles of offer and acceptance in contractual law or contract law apply, and therefore if the employee has not accepted the offer of employment, then there's no binding contract in place and the employer can withdraw the offer. Second situation which exists is where the offer has been made by the employer. The employee accepts the offer, and then the employer, for one reason or another, decides that he cannot go ahead with the situation, cannot go ahead with the employment. It may be because the circumstances have changed. It may be to do with any number of things. In that situation, you have a binding contract in place, but unfortunately, the employee never gets off the ground in so far as the employment is actually concerned, regarding the work to be carried out. However, if there is an offer of the contract of employment, and if that offer has been accepted by the employee, well then there's a binding contract in place. That's not to say that the contract cannot be terminated. It can, but it must be terminated in accordance with the terms of the contract. Now, most contracts will, quite frankly, make provision for a notice or for a probation period. And during that probation period, the notice period generally would be 1 week. If that's the case, then unfortunately, the likelihood is that if the employee sues for breach of contract, he or she is only entitled to the notice period, which is 1 week's wages. On the other hand, the contract may be drafted in such a way that regardless of probation or not, regardless of when the employee or how long the employee has been in the job, perhaps there's a month or 2 months or 3 months notice required. In that situation, the employee could sue for breach of contract, and the breach of contract would be essentially that the notice period provided for in the contract is a month or 2 months or 3 months or whatever, and that hasn't been given. If that's the case, then it's open to the employee to sue for breach of contract and sue for payment in accordance with the contract vis-a-vis the notice period. So that's the situation in relation to withdrawing of a job offer. Now there's one other situation there that might come up. It's difficult to prove, but that is that somebody has been offered a job and the job is then withdrawn, or the job offer is withdrawn, and the reason for the withdrawal of the job offer, even though it hasn't been accepted or has been accepted, it doesn't make any difference. The reason for the withdrawal is on a discriminatory ground. If that's the case, well then the employee, whether he or she has accepted the offer or not, could bring a claim for under the Employment Equality Act, I think it is 1998, for discrimination, and would probably succeed. And that is an unusual case insofar as the employee has never worked for the employer, has never become an employee of the employer, because the job offer, the employment offer, has been withdrawn. Nevertheless, the employee still has the protection of the employment law in Ireland and can bring a claim for a discrimination-based breach of employment rights. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you give it the thumbs up down below and you hit the subscribe button if you are interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel.